All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another deep dive with me. Today, we're going to be looking into a really fun story called Beansball Brawl.
Yep, that's right.
So for this deep dive, we have Beansball Brawl. It's a children's story, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you about it, getting into it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So without further ado, let's jump right into this. Beansball Brawl. It's about this boy named Bean. He's the best dodgeball player.
At Maplewood Elementary?
Yeah, Maplewood Elementary. And, you know,
okay.
He seems to really like winning, which I think we can all relate to sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
But maybe he has to learn a lesson about working together.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. That's the main theme of the story. It's all about Bean's individual skill versus the power of teamwork, right?
Yeah.
He's got all this talent, but he needs to figure out how to use it to help his team.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've all seen those kids on the playground,
yeah.
Super talented.
Right.
But they just want to do it all themselves. Yeah. Well, let's dive a little deeper into the story and see what happens. So we've got this big recess dodgeball match.
This is it. The big one. Reds versus Blues. Bean's team, the Reds, are going up against their rivals. Tasha's team, the Blues. Talk about high stakes, right?
That sounds so intense. I bet Bean was in his element.
Oh, absolutely. The kid was on fire. I mean, at the start, he was dodging and weaving like a pro. Every throw was a bullseye. Every catch was effortless.
Wow. Sounds like he was putting on a show.
Oh, he definitely was. And every time he'd tag someone out, he'd shout, "Too easy." It was almost funny, you know, like he was just toying with the other team.
Yeah, almost too confident, right?
Yeah, you could say that. It was almost like he thought he could single-handedly win the whole thing, which, you know, maybe he could have. The kid was good. But that's when things took an unexpected turn.
Oh, no. What happened? Don't leave me hanging.
Well, Bean got out. Can you believe it? Someone actually managed to hit him with the dodgeball. He was stunned.
Wow. That must have been a shock for him. Mr. Too Easy gets taken down.
Hmm.
So how did he handle that?
Yeah. It was definitely a blow to his ego, I think. At first, he was upset and confused. But then, as he watched his team from the sidelines, something started to dawn on him.
What's that?
Well, his team, they were really struggling without him. Even though he was their star player, they weren't playing well as a unit. They weren't working together.
That's going to be a tough pill to swallow, especially when you're used to being the best.
Right. And I think that's when it really hit Bean. He realized that it wasn't just about him. It was about the team. Even though he was a great individual player, his team needed him to be a great teammate, too.
Yeah, that's a big lesson to learn, especially for someone like Bean who loves to win.
It is. But Bean, we got to give him credit. He stepped up. He realized he needed to change his attitude.
Okay, so what did he do? Did he sulk on the sidelines or did he take action?
He took action. Big time. Instead of focusing on himself, he started cheering for his teammates. He gave them tips, encouraged them to pass the ball, to work together, to strategize, you know, to think like a team.
So he became like a coach from the sidelines.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He was leading and inspiring them even though he wasn't on the court. And guess what? It worked.
No way. Did they actually start playing better?
Oh, yeah. Team Reds started making some amazing plays. They were passing the ball, covering for each other, setting up traps. They were working together as a unit, just like Bean had taught them.
That's so cool. Teamwork really does make the dream work, huh?
It totally does. And you know what? It was so much more exciting to watch them play that way. It wasn't just about one player dominating. It was about the whole team working together to achieve something amazing.
So tell me. Did the Reds manage to pull off a win?
They did. It was a close game, but in the end, Team Red won the big recess dodgeball match. And you know what? Even Tasha, the captain of the Blues, came up to Bean afterwards and acknowledged that they had learned a valuable lesson about teamwork.
That's awesome. So even though Bean loves to win, it sounds like he learned something really important about the power of teamwork.
Absolutely. He realized that working together as a team can help everyone achieve more, even if you're a really talented player on your own. So think about it, listeners. Have you ever worked together with your friends to get something done? Build a giant Lego castle. Finish a puzzle. Win a game. It can make even the toughest challenges a lot more fun, right?
That's so true. Sounds like Bean and his friends had a really fun and important adventure. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear more about their dodgeball games in the future. Until then, remember to always be a good teammate.
Yeah, keep that in mind, listeners. You never know when your teamwork skills might come in handy.
And that's our deep dive into Beansball Brawl. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Bane.
Have a great day.